I'm Lily Conway, and I give consent to be interviewed.
I'm Luan Ozeki, and I give consent to being interviewed. Date is December 8th, 2021, 4:10 p.m., and we're going to be interviewing each other about COVID-19. So compare how you viewed this pandemic before going into college and now. What differences are there?
So before going into college, obviously I hadn't taken this class yet, so I wasn't aware of how many other global pandemics have occurred. This is the only one that's been really present in my life, and I didn't know about any other ancient pandemics or anything like that. And also, being in college, you see how people respond to it, if people are willing to follow protocols, if people are upset about the regulations. You see that in real life. Also, like, coming across the country, you see how people react in your hometown and how people react in where you're living now, and sometimes it's very different. So yeah, there's been a lot of differences between before college and now.
I see. Which pandemic that we learned about do you think had the biggest impact on your perception of COVID-19?
I think the plague had...
The bubonic plague?
Yes, that had the biggest change with me in terms of my perception of COVID, because I saw a lot of similarities that I had never thought of before in terms of how they had to attack it, using the masks, the plague masks, the plague costumes, everything like that. I also think the population that feared the pandemic had a lot of the same fears as a lot of people do now. There were fears about government controlling them. There were fears about different treatments. There are all types of things, and I see that happening now. And I think that our response now is better, but I think that a lot of the times it reflects how we acted in the past.
Why do you think that we have incidents of repeated history in regards to global pandemics?
I think that a lot of times when a pandemic clears up or we go back to normal, we forget about what happened in the past. A lot of times it just fades to the background and we think it's never gonna happen again. And when it does, we just end up reacting the same. A lot of times that has to do with the fact that, you know, a lot of funding doesn't go to something that we have to prepare for. It goes to current issues. If a pandemic isn't happening in the moment, then we're not inclined to prepare for it, because you never know when it's going to happen, if it's going to happen. Even though it should be something we prepare for, sometimes we don't. And in those circumstances, we just end up being in a state of panic every time, underprepared every time. So I think that's a pattern we saw in this class, is every time we see that it's a little bit underprepared and a little bit crazy.
I see. Do you have any predictions for the next global pandemic?
I think that probably a lot of the same is going to happen. I think maybe because of how many advancements have been made during this pandemic in terms of getting the vaccine out so quickly, things like that. I think that we have better medical resources now, but humans are always gonna react, you know, with anger or fear. It's just natural human nature. I think we're always gonna have groups of people that don't wanna listen to people or wanna have, you know, conspiracies. We're always going to have those people, and they have, you know, valuable opinions as well, but I think that it's going to be probably very similar.
Okay.
So, do you think taking this class affected how you view global pandemics?
I think it definitely did. Before I took this class, I kind of saw COVID as, like, a fever dream almost. Like, I was walking in a fever dream and things weren't real. People were just wearing masks, like, whatever. And once I came into college and started learning about all these other pandemics, I felt like it kind of, like, grounded my perception into reality. So it became much more of, like, a serious thing that has, like, occurred many, many times in history and had these consequences. So yeah, I started taking things a lot more seriously once I came into college.
Which pandemic that we learned about do you think had the biggest impact on your perception of COVID-19?
I would have to say definitely the flu. mostly because I didn't know that much about it. Like, I've heard, like, whiffs of it in history class. Like, oh, there was a Spanish flu going on, like, during World War I, I think. And they just never really talked about it, so I didn't know that much about it. And then when we learned about it in class, it was kind of, like, shocking to me because there was, like, this whole crazy, like, pandemic going on. And, like, it's not really talked about. And I think I read an article that was, like, the forgotten Spanish flu or something. Like, people literally forgot that there was, like, this crazy pandemic going on. And it really made me think about, like, what we're going to think of COVID, like, maybe 30 years from now. Like, are we going to forget about it or not? So, yeah, I was able to make, like, connections between COVID and the flu. So I think that one had the biggest impact.
Yeah, leading from that, do you think that humans have learned from any of the prior pandemics?
I think humans have definitely learned from prior pandemics, but again, like, when something really terrifying happens, like a pandemic, everyone tends to resort back to human nature, which is, like, being scared and, like, being irrational and not really thinking about what you're doing because you're just kind of like, I don't want to be sick, I don't want, like, there's just, like, a lot of fear surrounding pandemics. But I think in terms of, like, medical advancements, like, people being sick pushes more people to look for cures for diseases and all that. So in terms of that, like, I think people have definitely learned. And policies, like, with health policies during pandemics, you kind of, like, make more of them and you could see what works and what doesn't. So, yeah.
So do you have any predictions for the next global pandemic?
I can't say for sure, but I definitely think, I think there's a trend of pandemics becoming increasingly politicized, especially in America. So I feel like for the next global pandemic, it's definitely going to be, like, even more politicized than it is right now. Yeah.
All right.